The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. This is so exciting and so weird at the same time. You know what happened, Alan?
Talk to me.
Howard left me.
Yeah, he called earlier and he didn't sound too happy. I was like, I want to be on the radio.
Yeah, sorry, Howard. Take a trip.
Yes. He's actually on the way to Richmond, Virginia to see his dad.
Sweet.
Yes. So he's so excited, but he left at like 4:30 this morning. So I was like, seriously? This is too early. You were supposed to leave at 6. And he's like, I couldn't sleep.
I'd be cranky too.
Yeah. Hopefully. So you can understand why he's cranky. And then he had gotten somewhere in Georgia and realized that he couldn't hear the WBOB app. I was like, oh, man. So he's calling me. Can you get the app? Is it on your phone? I don't want to miss the show. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, seriously? Just drive.
Hey, for $29.95, I'll sell him a copy of the show. But you know what? You have a special guest who's a whole lot cuter than Howard. So what can I say?
Exactly. So you know what I really believe in is woman power. So everybody, I want to welcome back into the studio today, because you have been here many times before, is Christine Kennedy.
Hello. Good morning. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. So much has changed in your life since you were on the air last time.
Yes, ma'am. And hello, Howard. Miss you.
You know he's listening.
Yeah.
He's probably going to call in, too. So we'll see what happens about that. But, all right. So since we saw you last, you have started, brought a new company to Jacksonville area, right? To Northeast Florida, not just Jacksonville. You can serve all the counties.
I can do the whole state of Florida.
The whole state of Florida.
And I went out on my own, and I'm bringing a branch here and creating stuff that's never been done before and trying to do what's never been done and, you know, taking the box and blowing it up. So I'm excited to be able to help more customers and more people than I've ever been able to. It's really into more being able to contribute more.
So society. Give me one example of something you could do that you couldn't do before.
Condo financing that you and I just did.
Yes, we did, didn't we? So I love this. So, you know, one of the things I want to say to all the realtors who are listening, because we always have realtors listening, is take a chance. Come over to the new side. See what's happening over here. The results I'm getting, I am super impressed with. I've always been impressed with Christine. I've known her since the day she stepped foot in our company. And I've watched her grow. I've, you know, witnessed firsthand her processes that she's created that are so organized and so efficient that buyers feel very well handled, and the realtors do too. So I have, since she started her company here, her new venture,
a month ago,
she's working on three buyers for me that should all close with, you know, two this year, one next year. And they're all going fabulous.
Thank you.
Yes. And so, you know, my customer said to me, ooh, a new company. Ooh, I don't know. And I said, it might be a new company, but it's not a new person. And it's the person that makes the company work or not work. And so that's what I find. So it, like for me, because of my 20 years of experience, if I left and went to another company, I'd still be an awesome agent. You know, it's about the person, and it's about how much I believe in you, Christine, that I know that you can get my buyers into products that are the right product for them, because there's so many different mortgage products that it's important, just as it is for me in finding them the right house, that you find them the right mortgage that they can live with for 30 years.
And that's the thing that we always, you and I always talk about, is experience.
Yes.
Experience. You know, it's your number one asset. It's my number one asset. When you're 20 years into an industry, you understand the train wrecks and the speed bumps that could, the sideways things that could occur during the transaction.
Right.
That you and I usually prevent a delete or eliminate before they even come up, because exactly. We see it before it happens. And I think that my experience is my number one asset. And I think that although, yes, I am starting with a new company in Jacksonville, they're certainly not new. They did $1 billion in mortgages.
So what is the name of this company?
The name of my company is Success Mortgage Partners.
Love that.
And it's Success is what we're about. Mortgages is what we do. And Partners is how we treat everybody.
Absolutely.
And that's what the core of the mantra is, from the very, you know, top to the very bottom is, you know, what can we do to help each other become more successful while we're doing mortgages and treat people like family? So,
ooh, I love that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling. I've been overwhelmed at every single thing that, you know, we've been doing and all the processes that.
Wait, overwhelmed? Is that what you mean to say?
Impressed. Overwhelmingly impressed.
There you go. I'm like, I've never seen you overwhelmed with anything. That doesn't make any sense to me. I know who you are. You're the person who gets up at 5 o'clock every day and does something. I mean, even before you came on the radio today, you've already looked over the notes for the show, gone to yoga and all that before you ever even got here, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I beat you by an inch. Like, I'm going to beat her. I know I can do it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's just not hard to beat me. I'm always sort of rolling in on a wing and a prayer. I should say a wheel and a prayer. So, yes, it's super exciting to be here. It's weird to be here without Howard. I have to admit that.
Aww.
I know. But, you know, when I thought about if he came to the show today, he would be so late getting to Virginia tonight. And I knew the weather could be bad and all that. So I thought, now he's got to leave town. What can I do? I'll get Christine to come on the show. I knew we'd have some girl power and it would just be so exciting. And that we could introduce your new company and talk about new products you have and how...
new products to help first-time homebuyers.
Ooh, love that.
Not getting funds. It's a different thing that we're going to be able to talk about. But a new way to get an income tax credit every single year on their income taxes until their mortgage is paid off.
What?
Yeah, exactly. So stay tuned,
everybody.
Oh,
my goodness. That's coming up in the second session. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
It's your show.
I think so. Yeah, that's the way I want to do it. I need a little cliffhanger there. So if you think about it, she just said you can write something off on your taxes every year that you have your mortgage if you're a first-time home buyer.
If you're a first-time home buyer. So it's it's a certificate that you take to your accountant or that you would, you know, do on yourself with TurboTax or, you know, whoever does your income.
Right.
And then it's just like one of those boxes on your income tax returns. Like if you're a student, you get certain discounts.
Yes.
You know, if you have mortgage interest, you get certain discounts. If you have charitable contribution, you get certain discounts. This is an additional way to get an income tax credit.
Now, do you have to do anything prior to getting that loan? Is there a class you take or something?
And we'll talk about that. But anybody who has a child that's a first-time home buyer or somebody who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years, they definitely need to stay tuned.
Oh, that counts too?
That counts too.
Yay.
So, you know, maybe we'll be able to help somebody during this show.
Well, awesome. I think that's really great. Let's see. What else do we have coming up that we're going to talk about?
Open houses. You have a lot today. You're going to be busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I can't do them all by myself.
That's why you have a team.
Thank goodness we have a team. Yes. But I definitely will be at our new listing, which is over in Orange Park, over off Doctors Lake in I'm super excited about that. It's not on the lake, but it's in a neighborhood that is.
So yeah, it's gorgeous.
A waterfront community. Mm-hmm. You saw it.
I did.
I posted it on Facebook already. Yes, it's there. It's so exciting. And what else will we get to
talk about? We're going to talk
about rates. Interest rates.
We're going to talk about rates, what they're doing. And we're going to talk about the loan limits, how they've went up recently. So if you thought that you had to put 5 or 10 or 15% down, that's not necessarily the case.
Yes.
Good topics today.
Those are super great topics. You know what? I love educating the public. I feel like that's, you know, our mission in life here at Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We just want everyone to be as educated as they can be. It's sort of our way of giving back. So, well, Howard, I miss you. This is your part where you're supposed to take us out, but you're not here. So anywhere we're going out without you, we'll be back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this super wet, soggy Saturday. But you know what? I love the rain. Did you know I love the rain?
I did.
You know why?
Why?
I love the rain because when I show houses, I immediately know if the roof's leaking. That is so important.
Good point.
I immediately know if there's water standing in the yard.
Absolutely.
We don't have to let that be a mystery till after the buyer buys the house. So for me, I'm a big proponent of house hunting in the rain. Now, my customers don't love it as much as I love it. But here's what I know to be a truth. When it rains, it affects a lot of people's moods, right? They get sad. They get whatever, right? So if you find a house in the rain and you see how dark it is and you see if it's going to affect your mood. So a lot of times people just won't bond with a house because it's not happening for them. It's too dark or whatever.
It's not warm and fuzzy, not enough lights on or lamps or candles going.
They're not feeling it. But when they find a house that they like in the rain, they love it in the sunshine.
Yeah, then that's the one.
Yes. Yes. So I call this liquid sunshine. That used to be my mother's term, liquid sunshine. When it rained in Florida, we would be all sad as kids. And she'd be like, no, it's just liquid sunshine. Go play anyway.
So, do you encourage your grandbabies to go play in the rain?
No, I don't. But I would.
We should do that today.
I know.
No, you're
maybe
working
I'll go
today.
Get them. Oh, yeah. No, I'm working all day. Working all day. Anyway, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for staying tuned with us. I know that you are missing Howard's voice because he tends to be our main attraction. But today, it's just us girls.
So Girl Christine, power.
Yes. Christine Kennedy's here with us today. Her website is ChristineKennedy.com. So feel free to go out there. There is a little button that says apply now. It's under your name or under your signature. Under your picture, and it's a button that says apply now.
And Christine's obviously with the K.
Yeah. Christine with a K. I say that all the time.
I know, but it's my name. I'm so excited.
Christine with a K. And so anyway, we're super excited to have her here. She's starting a new venture in Jacksonville and supporting all of Florida. And the company that she's come here with is Success Mortgage Partners. Get used to hearing that name. She's going to make a big splash. It's going to be around for a long time, and I see a lot of growth.
I was at my last company for 16 years.
Yes.
So this is it. I'm going to retire with this company.
Yes.
Because they're I'm bringing it to Jacksonville. They're, you know, but they're not a new company. They've been around for a long time. And, you know, again, they did $1 billion last year.
A billion in mortgages.
That's a lot.
Right. Isn't it? And just because
that's helping a lot of families with a dream of home ownership.
And just because we haven't heard of the name here doesn't mean they're not worth taking a chance on. So, you know, when you realize they did $1 billion last year, it already outperformed the company you were with.
By a few.
So, and it outperforms a lot of companies. So, anyway, so let's talk about what do you think differentiates your new company from other lenders?
All of the products, the main difference is the product availability.
Okay.
Right. So you and I always talk about the main benefit of a mortgage company is you want lots of options.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
When you walk into one bank, whether you walk into your local credit union, whether you walk into a local bank, or whether you go online, you know, look at Quicken, who's an amazing, beautiful, wonderful company. But anytime that you run into one company, then you just have their one set of guidelines. They're circled, they're a square, they're a triangle, but it's one set. And let's just talk about credit score. So you have three pieces of a loan. You have income, asset, and credit. But let's just talk about credit because that's the easiest to talk about.
Okay.
Every mortgage company has different minimum credit score requirements.
Okay.
Some might be 500. Some might, you would probably say that most of them have 580, but some of them have 600, 620, 640. Some go as high as, you know, they want a 680 borrower. So if you have one credit score lower than that bank's lowest, you're going to get a denial. For example, if their minimum credit score is 680 and you have a 679, you're just going to get, we're really sorry, you do not qualify at this time.
And that's really sad because
they could
as a
purchase
realtor,
a home.
I know they can go somewhere else and they'll find a different guideline.
But maybe it's even the lower credit score. Maybe they have a 579 and they need a 580.
Can you help them with that?
I can help them.
Wow. How low can you go?
How low can you go? It depends on the product, but there's all the way down to 500. But that's going to require a down payment and certain other, you know, hoops that they're going to have to jump through.
Okay.
And maybe that's where we require credit advice. We take our time and we give people the credit advice that they want to help them build up their credit. And maybe that's the right path that we take.
Now, that's a service you provided all of your career, I can remember.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
I would say 20 to 25% of the people that I talk to need credit advice. They need a plan. They need a 1 month, a 3 month, a 6 month plan to get them to the point that's going to get them, you know, the best credit, that's going to get them the best product that they want, that's going to give them the best deal.
It's all about credit, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. That's where it starts. Your interest rate, the product that, whether you qualify or not, starts with your credit score. The interest rate starts with your credit. So
yes,
everything is credit. So the best way to get the best credit, the number one rule I ever tell everybody about is just keep those credit card balances down below 50%. Meaning it's not the zero behind it. If you have a $300 credit card, if you have a $3,000 credit card, or you have a $30,000 credit card, never have more than 50% charged on that credit card.
Never, ever.
Never, ever. So if you have a $300 MasterCard, never charge more than $150. The number one way to get your score up is look at all your credit card balances when you get the statement or pull them online now, and then just pay it down. Pay it down, not pay it off, not close it, nothing like that. Just pay it down to below the 50%. If you have more than three cards, all above 50%, I mean, you're going to bump up your credit as soon as you pay them down.
Wow. Okay. So that's really great advice. So everything needs to be below 50% of your credit limit.
Always.
Always.
But it doesn't matter the limit.
Now, what if you are crazy, like I'm crazy, and so sometimes I just pay my credit card off like every time I charge something?
I wouldn't do that. If your goal, if your outcome is to get the best credit because you're buying a home or you're buying a car, I would not advise it. You already own a bunch of homes and you already have a couple of cars. So you're okay.
But I wasn't. When I got divorced, I had no credit. And they, I was standing in the car dealership and they're like, well, we've run you through eight people and you're not getting a loan today. And I said, I don't understand. Like, I have money in the bank. Why are you telling me that? And they said, because you have no credit. It looks like you're 50 years old and you stole someone's, you know, identity. I'm like, what? He said, there's no history on it. And I'm like, okay, that's what I was advised before, just, you know, to put everything in my husband's name. Kind of old fashioned.
Well, I was going to say, if we talk to our grandparents, which mine are no longer alive, but if you had a financial conversation with our grandparents, they paid cash for everything because they were usually born and raised in the Depression. They had a completely different mindset than maybe our parents, than maybe, you know, we do. So if you were educated financially by your grandparents, it always was no debt. Zero. You pay
actually,
cash for everything.
I got advice from a loan officer who told me, if you ever think that you're going to get divorced anytime in your lifetime, have everything in your husband's name. And I thought, who knows if they're ever going to be divorced? I'll just go ahead with that. It made sense in the moment, but then I woke up one day with no credit.
Well,
not bad credit, no credit.
But you and I have borrowers where one of the borrowers is not working. In today's time, it very could be the female or the male who's not working.
Right, exactly.
And they do, you and I have had this, they have the whole title conversation, right?
Yes.
Whether they're married or not married is how they change title. But
right.
We also have, they have a conversation of how do we want to structure the loan?
Yes.
And there's positives and negatives for the person without the income being on the loan. And that's just where you and I, again, come in with advising them.
Right.
Here's all the positives. Here's all the negatives. And then they can make the best decision for them.
Yes.
Right. There's if the person who's not working has student loans in their name, if they have a car in their name, if they have a hard credit already established in their name, I might not necessarily advise that they put the mortgage in their name.
Okay.
But I would give them the options and I would explain to them the pros and the cons of it.
I got it.
But you definitely need credit. You'd always need three items that you're paying for on your credit. And what does not count, people don't understand this, your credit, your car, your cell phone, I apologize. Your cell phone does not count.
Okay.
Your utilities do not count.
Right.
So those kind of, your homeowners association does not count. Those
right.
things do not get reported to the bureau.
So things that do get reported.
Credit cards,
car payments. You buy furniture on a revolving account. Yes.
Most of the furniture, they report.
Uh-huh.
And what I suggest to people is, you know, if you need to build your credit, go to your local bank, go to your local credit union and open up a secured line of credit. What that means is you would give them $300 and then they would loan you $300. So you put $300 into a secured savings account and then they loan you back that money. You say, well, why would I do that? Well, you're making payments of $15 a month. And guess what? That counts as a line of credit. You do that
right.
for 6 months or a year. You do that three times. You now have established credit.
That makes perfect sense. It does. Some of the banks, I know where I bank at Wells Fargo, they actually let you take a personal line to do that up to like $4,000 or
that
something
would work
to start.
I always encourage three lines. I don't really care what they are, but just don't max them out, whatever you do.
Yes.
Don't get your $300 or your $4,000 line and then take it up to $4,000.
Yes.
You're going to get $4,000, then take it up to like $1,900.
And I think one of the problems I see with young people today is once they have money in their account, instead of thinking, you know, whatever, they still had that young person mentality. I've got all the time in the world to pay this back. I'm going to spend it today instead of waiting to spend it, you know, in increments. So I hear the music playing. Yes, it's time for us to take a break. I did want to give a couple of things. To talk to me today, you have to call 222-8255. And I forgot to do that. So I know people are going to want to call in and talk to Christine and ask her
Yay.
Questions, not just listen to us chat today. So call 222-8255. And again, that's area code 904. And let's see, what else do we need? I guess we need to give Christine's website, which is ChristineKennedy.com. Yes.
For everybody who wants to start their pre-qualification and see exactly what they qualify
for. Just apply button. Yes. So we're going to be back. We're going to talk about the MCC.
Yep.
And yes,
it's for first-time homebuyer or veterans.
So hang on. We'll be back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal judge in Texas has ruled that President Obama's Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. The law remains in place while the ruling is appealed. The U.S. District Judge Rita O'Connor ruled Friday that last year's tax overhaul knocked the constitutional foundation from underneath the Health Care Act dubbed Obamacare. Supporters of the law immediately said they will appeal. The president is announcing that Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will be his next chief of staff. The president tweeting on Friday that Mulvaney has done an outstanding job in his administration and will take over next year. Trump deemed Mulvaney as his acting chief of staff, and he replaces John Kelly, who the president said did a great job in office. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other major indexes struggled. The Dow was down close to 500 points at 24,100. The NASDAQ was down about 160. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered why some jewelry stores and department stores always have a sale going at 50 to 75% off, there's a good reason. Because most of the time, they're not real sales. The prices are marked up so they can sell the piece at a big discount and still make the profit they need. If you wanted to find a realistic sales event, the store wouldn't run a year-round sale and the discounts would be a little more realistic. For example, Underwoods puts all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale in December at 15% below the prices we sell at the rest of the year. So there's a genuine savings to the customer. We also take trade-ins, so it's the ideal time to buy for someone looking to grow their pendant or ear studs up to a larger size. Now, at Underwoods, we don't run a lot of sales, but when we do, they're real and a good time to buy. So come see us at Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's a crash at 295 south at the ramp to Atlantic Boulevard, closing the off-ramp. Watch out for the object in the road at I-10 west at the exit to Lane Avenue. Well, weather is going to be clearing up by this afternoon, but between now and then, 30% chance of showers and cloudy with a high of 71. Currently 62, AM 600, WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. Real Estate Radio with Angela and Christine, not Howard today.
That was funny. Good job.
That was funny, right? I don't know what you think, Howard.
Miss you,
don't think
Howard.
That's funny.
Miss you.
Well, the interesting thing I already know is app's not working where he could stream. He's too far north, I guess.
He'll replay it.
He'll replay it. I
want to make sure that we did everything right.
I was like, don't listen. You won't be there. I don't need you to know if I don't do a good job. Anyway, today we have Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Partners. And she is live in the studio talking to us about her new company that she's starting in our town. It's not a completely new company, but she's bringing it here.
Bringing it to Jacksonville.
Yes.
Be able to help more families that, you know, I couldn't be able to help before where I was at.
Right. So let me give a couple numbers. So right now, if you want to talk to her live, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. Or if you want to speak to her after the show, the number's 514-6969. So simple. 514-6969. And then also, if you want to get pre-qualified, you just go on her website. Remember, it's Christine with a K, and it's ChristineKennedy.com. So that's where we are. We're sort of all brought up to speed. Now, everybody's been waiting to hear about MCC. So tell us what that is.
Okay. MCC is a program that's sponsored by the state of Florida. So it's not a mortgage. It's an additional tax credit that the state of Florida has created in order to help people with their income taxes and be able to get more money back.
I like that.
It's exciting. So MCC stands for Mortgage Credit Certificate.
Okay.
So it has nothing to do with your mortgage, but most mortgage companies don't offer it because they haven't went through the state of Florida's programs to be able to qualify to issue it.
Oh, but wait, let me see. The company you're with now, Success Mortgage Partners?
They have it.
They have it. Woohoo! Okay. Well, this is exciting.
So this is for first-time home buyers.
Okay.
Or veterans.
Oh, my goodness. And we have an abundance of both right here in North Florida.
Town, so veterans do not have to be first-time home buyers.
Okay.
And again, this has nothing to do with your mortgage. So you can get whatever mortgage you want. You can get a VA mortgage, you can get an FHA, or you can get conventional.
Okay.
It's not the program. This is an additional tax certificate. So what you would do...
Well, wait, can I clarify something?
Yes,
you said first-time home buyers, but it's also if you haven't owned a home in 3 years?
Owned a home in 3 years.
Okay.
That's their definition of a first-time home
buyer. So it's kind of three groups then. For true first-time home buyers, mm-hmm. haven't owned a home in 3 years, and you can be a veteran, but not necessarily do you have to get a VA loan.
Right.
You could get any loan.
Any loan.
So I'm thinking lots of customers I have already that just got names running through my mind of who could benefit from this. So tell us more. This is all new to me. I'm learning as we go here today.
That was
so
the goal.
Excited.
That was the goal.
I know.
So they have to take a home buyer class, which is issued by the state of Florida, which is easy. They
okay.
could take the class online or they can take it in person. And there's
okay.
lots of places in Jacksonville, lots of sides of towns. I think there's six, eight locations in Jacksonville. So they have to go. They have to take this class to be able to qualify for the product. Then I have to do this whole piece that I have to do. But what they do is they take the, and I give them a mortgage credit certificate, which they take to their tax advisor.
Okay.
So if they buy a home this year, then when they go to file their tax returns next year, they give that sheet of paper to their advisor. Or
and
if
what
they're
is
on TurboTax,
the benefit to them? What do they get?
They get an interest. I mean, okay, so you take your annual interest rate.
Okay.
Your total paid. So for example, say on your mortgage, you pay $10,000.
Okay.
You get up to 20%, up to a max of $2,000 per year.
Wow.
So $2,000 per year for the life that you have the home, for the life that you have the loan. So when you pay it off, obviously there's no mortgage interest. So there's no mortgage interest credit.
Okay. So this is like a mortgage interest credit. That's what it is.
Yes. Up to $2,000 per year.
Okay.
For the life.
For the life.
Now, there's income limits, so not everybody qualifies. So let's give the income limits.
Yes, talk right? about that.
Okay, so if you are a 1 to 2 person family mm-hmm. in certain zip codes, you can make up to $73,000.
Okay, that's still a lot of people.
But if you have 3 people, so if you have a baby or more, you can make up to $84,000.
Wow, okay.
And the other zip codes, there's certain zip codes that are targeted, which we don't need to go into those details because people can certainly qualify me to see, you know,
Absolutely.
What they qualify for. You can make up to $97,000.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So it's not everybody is going to qualify because not everybody is going to be a first-time home buyer. Not everybody has not owned a home the last 3 years, and not everybody is a veteran.
Right.
But if you are one of those 3 and you don't surpass the income limits, then you qualify for this additional tax credit that you receive every single year until you pay off your mortgage.
Wow.
So
I like the sound of that.
It would obviously start off at the max of $2,000 and it would go down each year. right? Because each year you're paying down principal and interest, and as you pay down your interest, your credit would go down. But it's just a wonderful way to get back some of that mortgage interest that you're paying in.
That is exciting.
And it's from Florida Housing, so it's a Florida state thing, which is wonderful that our state offers that.
So do other states offer it also, or is it just our state, or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. New to each, all of each, us. We're
each
all
state,
learning.
Each county yeah. has different programs that they fund to help people. We have
That's
the Florida.
That's true.
It's the same organization that does the Florida bond.
Okay.
They offer the Florida bond.
Right.
Or you can offer the Florida mortgage credit certificate.
Okay.
It's the same organization that's designed to help people have the dream of home ownership. Because the Florida bond program, they offer you $7,500 if you're a first-time home buyer, haven't owned a home. You also have income limits, and you also have to take a class. So it's very similar to the exact same kind of line.
Yeah.
But not everybody wants the $7,500 through the bond program. That's not really a benefit for everybody, because that program does have a higher interest rate, and not everybody is wanting to pay the higher interest rate because they don't need the funds. This would be the opposite program for somebody who doesn't need down payment assistance.
Right.
They want assistance on getting a tax credit.
I love that. That's exciting. We have a caller.
Hello. Or not.
Hello. This is Angela. Who do I have?
Angela, this is Walter Adams. I'm going to give you my last name. Walt, W-A-L-T.
Hello, Walt. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'll just have a couple of questions.
Okay.
My credit score is 850.
Awesome.
Wow. Good job.
I just looked it up before I called you.
That's wonderful.
So I think I'm doing something right.
That, yes, sir.
You can't go much higher, can you?
No, sir. That's
no, that's
limit.
It. Mm-hmm. You're okay. doing it. You win.
Okay. here's my question. I have two credit cards with the bank that I bank with, and I have one with a credit union, and I have another credit card with a bank that I don't bank with. And I usually charge most of the cards with the bank that I don't bank with because they have a higher board program.
Walt, and for some reason we can't hear you.
All in all, if this month or even during the month.
I can't hear you.
I don't keep a balance. Is that the correct way to do this?
Well, okay. You obviously...
Did
what
you hear him?
I did.
Okay.
Well, you sound far away.
Yeah, it was hard for me to hear. So
if you have us maybe on speaker, maybe you can...
I was on the speaker.
That's better.
Okay.
Okay, so you told us about the four cards you had, and then you started to say something, and that's the part we couldn't hear. So
Okay. I was on my speakerphone in the car, and the timer just went out, so I'm on the phone now. Anyway,
okay.
I use the credit card that I don't have a regular banking account with most because it has the highest rewards.
Ooh, love it.
Okay.
And I pay off all the credit cards, usually only use two a month, before the end of the month or maybe twice a month. Is that the correct way to do it, or should I let I don't want to build any balances, do I?
My advice, if you led with you have an 850.
Yeah, I think you win.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing is
keep
perfect.
Doing it.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. Well, the only other loans, you know, are a car and a home, so.
Right.
So you have three because you're paying your mortgage on time, you're paying your car on time, and then you have credit cards. So the goal is just to have three things that you're paying on time, and you have that, and you have the ultimate goal of the highest credit score you can have. So amazing job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The only negative is I don't have much in savings. Unfortunately, my retirement 401k went away. So.
Oh, goodness. Yes, you know what? There's a lot of people in that situation that haven't.
But I have four incomes, you know.
Oh, well that's awesome.
Two retirement program pays and two Social Security pays. So,
well, that's wonderful.
We're getting by. Okay. Well, I thought I was doing okay with an 850, so I just want to make sure.
You
yes,
are.
Sir. Thank you for calling.
It's the best. Thank you for listening, Walt, and we appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, how exciting is that? $850. Wow. Doesn't everybody want that? They do indeed. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the new loan limits that are out, and people get a little more buying power. So everybody stay tuned with us, and we'll tell you all about it when we get back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're so excited to be here at Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard and Christine. And Alan. Alan helps us out, too, from time to time.
Hello, ladies.
So glad you're here.
I was here in spirit.
He is. He's always with me in spirit. He's such a good husband.
Gushy.
Yeah, gushy. Anyway, we want to talk about loan limits.
They have increased, which is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Fannie and Freddie, which are the government entities, increased the loan limits that you can buy a home for as little as, depending on where you are, 5% down.
Okay.
For $484,350.
So with 5% down?
With 5% down. Mm-hmm. So we're almost to a $500,000. You can round up almost to a $500,000 for 5% down.
That's ridiculous.
You can buy a home.
Yes, that's really inexpensive.
Not 20% down, not 15, not 10. You know, so for $48,000, you can 10%, you know, 5% down.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
That's crazy. All right. Now, so what happened with VA? VA, that
VA's
loan limit's the same?
Well, nope. Yeah. It went up to $484,000.
Okay.
And for zero down. But you can, for a VA loan, you can do up to $1 million. A lot of people, you know, forget that. They can do up to $1 million.
It's just not going to be insured?
You can do a VA loan up to $1 million. You just have to put the difference of a down payment down. So $1 million minus $484,000. And that would be, you know, for your purchase price, and then that's your down payment. So it's 25% different.
So instead of them putting zero down like normal VA, they'd have to put the difference between this new loan limit and whatever the sales price is.
And then take 25% of that, and that's their down payment.
Now, what about FHA?
343,
850 or something, right? Yeah. So that's cool.
3.5%.
And that's 3.5%. The only difference with that is you have the mortgage insurance for the life of the loan.
But you can always refinance it.
You can.
Most people sell it in 5 to 7 years anyway.
So that's true. It's not really a long duration.
That doesn't come up anymore. People don't keep houses for 30 years anymore.
I know.
Right?
They
upgrade. They sell.
You know, it's interesting, though, because I do feel like I talk to more and more young people who are looking for that first time little townhouse or something, and then they want to keep it to have as a rental, and they sort of want to start a portfolio like that. So maybe they should give a little bit more thought to whether they do FHA or do, you know, 5% down with
conventional. And that's, again, where the experience comes in hand, where we want to ask the right questions to put them into the best product that's for them with their ultimate goals, right? Is it short-term? Is it long-term? People usually have a really good idea.
Yes.
Of what they're wanting to do.
You know what?
You know what? This is true, but Angela, is it not hot in here?
I think it's hot in here. Don't you?
I do. I'm like, I've got a tank top on and it's hot.
Yeah, what's up with that, man? You do have that happening. Hot, hot, hot. So, you know, everybody knows who listens to our show regularly that this is the time we talk about the houses we have listed and our open houses. So the first one I want to talk about is a little bit sounds like one we already have listed. So it's called Castle Point Court, right? The other one we have listed is Castle Palm. And so
that's close.
They're both in Orange Park. Mm-hmm. They're both custom built homes by Sid Higginbotham. They're both 4 bedrooms, 4 baths with a bonus room. I mean, yes. And they're right around 3,000 square feet. But the one I'm going to be at today, this is in a cute little neighborhood called Romeo Point.
Aww.
Isn't that cute? I just felt like Romeo and Juliet. I mean, it's just very cute. It's a waterfront community on Doctors Lake. It has 4 bedrooms downstairs and 3 full baths downstairs. But then upstairs, there's a bonus room with a full bath. High-end features are everywhere. Again, custom built by Sid Higginbotham. Big crown moldings, big baseboards, leaded glass entry door, 20-inch tile floors, lots of built-ins, has a very deep 3-car garage. You could put your truck in there. There's no CDD, and there's a very low HOA.
Wow.
And that is for sale for $380,000. And that's a gated community, too, by the way. I'm going to be there today from 11:30 to 1:30. And on Saturdays until 6, the gate is open. So come and see me.
That's
now,
fun.
The gate will not be open tomorrow. It's always closed on Sundays. The next one we have 2 open houses this weekend. One's going to be today from 1 to 4 and the other tomorrow 12 to 2. This is at 105 Gilly Brogue. This is in Aberdeen. 3,544 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3 cars, garage. It has a loft upstairs. It has a really big lanai. It's on the cul-de-sac. It has a huge fence lot on a pond. It's actually 1/2 acre, which in Aberdeen's kind of crazy. I mean, that's huge. It has a really, really big walk-in pantry, has lots of storage, California bar, convection oven. All of the bedrooms are big. This is a very large family, and they have 2 kids in every room. And
everybody loves Aberdeen.
I know. Aberdeen's great. Schools
area.
Are great. Yeah. Master is downstairs. 4 bedrooms are up. The great amenities in Aberdeen, too. So not only are the schools a draw, but the amenities as well. That one is for sale for $450. Again, open today 1 to 4 and tomorrow 12 to 2. We have also open is 2213 Cypress Landing. Now, that's near Mayport at Atlantic Beach. It's built 1985, but it's been redone top to bottom in the last year. New floors, ceilings, cabinets, toilets, showers, appliances. There's 1,475 square feet, 3 bedroom, 2 bath. This master is 23 by 15, which is crazy for, you know, a house that size. It's big. A fenced rear yard, a patio, garage for $218,100. It's going to be open today from 1 to 4.
And that's probably, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to the beach tops?
Oh, bike Quick. Ride even. Mm-hmm. I mean, car drive 5, but yeah. I mean, no, you know, you could even get to Catherine.
Hannah Park.
Thank you. Hannah Park, mm-hmm. Yes. Really quick, or if you work at the base there, it's such a great location. Okay, Eagle Harbor. We have one listed, 2461 Stony Glen Drive, 5-bedroom, 4-bath, 3379 square feet, formal living room, formal dining room, family room, has a fireplace. There's a lanai plus a patio. 1-bedroom and bath are upstairs. This is a Koppenbarger home, and it has a brand new kitchen with white shaker cabinets with this really pretty granite. It's got a walk-in pantry, tile and wood floors, arch windows, high ceilings, lots of just tons of space and storage, beautiful curb appeal. It has been had a price improvement to $382,500. That's going to be open tomorrow, Sunday, from 12 to 2. And then we also have Heritage Trail in Beauclair, and that address is 2951 Heritage Trail. It's right off Scott Mill Road in Mandarin. It's over 3,900 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 4 full baths, and 2 half baths. Now, it's already this really beautiful red brick colonial. It has a really pretty column entryway on the front. One of the bedrooms and baths is an in-law suite that's attached to the garage, not attached to the house, giving a little bit of distance for people. There's really pretty wood inlaid floors. There's so many gorgeous details. This house was built by the builder for his own family. And the master bedroom's probably the largest I've ever seen. It goes the whole length of the house, and it has 2 bathrooms in it, one for him, one for her, 2 closets, 2 everything. Even
sounds
has
like
a bidet.
Heaven.
Yeah. It has this big tub too that when the lady remodeled the bathroom for herself, the second owner, she kept this huge bathroom that actually has like 2 water spigots to the tub.
Wow.
For her grandchildren to play in. And last but not least,
have you guys been working much? Jeez.
Yes, we have. When people say that this time of year, nobody's buying houses,
nobody's listing,
that's not true.
Not true.
And we know that the market, the interest rates are going to rise 3 times next year, right?
They are 100%.
Yes. So what you can afford today, you cannot afford next year. So
now
get off the fence.
Now is definitely the time to.
Yes. So. Yes. The last one I want to talk about that's open is 8356 Royal Wood Drive. That's 2,719 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, gorgeous wood floors, sunken living room. The kitchen has been completely updated. The 2 bathrooms have been completely taken down to the studs and rebuilt. Closets are huge, tons of closets, lots of storage. There's a Florida room. The backyard is so awesome with pavers and a fire pit. And that is our bell. We have to go. But that one's open tomorrow, 1 to 4. So come out and see that home. Christine, I'm so happy you were here today.
Thank
Christine
you for the
with a
invitation.
K. Yes.
It's
so
been
it's
fun.
ChristineKennedy.com. And your number is
904-514-6969. And before I leave, I just want to say a shout out and thank you to my team member, Melissa.
Yes.
Who's helped me get everything, the new branch, up and running. So
yes.
I want to say thank you.
Isn't that exciting?
Could not be me without her.
Oh,
yes,
isn't that
true,
sweet? I love that. And speaking of couldn't be a me without a somebody, I miss Howard today.
Miss Howard.
And I'm glad that he had time to leave the city early and
go see
get
his
home
family.
And see his people in mm-hmm. Richmond, Virginia. So give a shout out
have
to
a
him.
Wonderful day working, Angela.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it'll be a lot of fun. Wish everybody thank
everybody
you for listening.
See
God
your open
bless
houses.
Yes.